Good morning. My name is Ed Holohan, and this is The View from Here. Silvio is a cat who lives in my neighborhood. His coat is glove gray like the feathers of a catbird, like the morning suits at an English racetrack, except that his coat has a lustrous finish which hints, just hints, that he uses a hairstyling product. Silvio is not tall, and he is not squat. Silvio is not plump, and he is not thin either. He keeps himself well. He knows where all the mirrors are in town, all the shop windows, and all the puddles. He never passes one without turning his head. He knows that he looks fabulous. Silvio is at heart a boulevardier. If this were Paris or Rio, he would be walking the great avenues of those great cities. He would be seen at all the right cafes by day, the busiest bistros by night, and he would smoke Gauloise Bleu, unfiltered. These days he wears a scarf around his neck. His scarf is an old napkin of mine, which he told me a week ago would suit him. It is not fancy, sort of a Crate and Barrel blue and white check. Definitely not in the style of an ascot, so I thought he was kidding when he asked me for it. Silvio will do that. He will kid you. He will tell you things which may be true. He will tell you things which are not true. He will whisper things that he wishes were true. He is a cat. Silvio has a following. He has an entourage. They wait for hours for him to appear. While they wait for him, they pretend to be occupied with the pastimes of children. All the while, they're waiting for Silvio. Now, he never appears from the direction in which they are looking. Rather, he simply arrives in their midst. It cannot be said for sure. You can never know with cats, but it is easy to assume that he listens to music, dance music. He listens to a tango. He hears Piazzolla. It's always the same song he plays, and he plays it over and over in his mind. He moves to it in his sleep. He walks in time with it. He passes with a satisfied, albeit subtle, grin. Silvio does not just walk. He graces the sidewalk. But Silvio is just a cat. I keep telling myself that he's just a cat. Silvio knows that I think about him. He waits until we're alone, and when we are alone, he rolls onto his back. He shows me his belly. He invites me in. He's irresistible. As my hand meets his belly, all four of his legs begin to contract. Is it a threat? Does he know that more than one cat in my life has played that game? The pet me, I gotcha game. But Silvio never closes the trap. He knows that sophisticated players, the boulevardier, live for that moment, the tense instant that the game could turn serious. When purring might flash claws. Well, that tension, well, it's at the heart of every tango, isn't it? But he doesn't spring the trap. He knows that I would leave him. He knows that I would write that story, too. He's afraid that his entourage, the children, would hear the story. It seems to me that cats have been walking that edge since Pharaoh's time, and Silvio is, after all, just a cat. A cat who lives in my neighborhood, with a coat that is glove gray like the morning suits at Ascot. A cat who is not short or plump or tall or thin. A cat who knows where all the mirrors are. The tango plays, Silvio dances. We think we know him, but everything we know about Silvio is only what Silvio wants us to know.